Is Trey Turner a first round pick? Scott Engel.
No, not to me. It's just like with Korea last year, you know, all that hype and everything being top five. It's just like, to me, like, look, I'm not going to tell anybody they're crazy for doing it, but I'm personally not going to do it because, you know, I need to see it more over a full season. And, like, you know, like I was saying with Gary Sanchez, you know, more gets exposed over a full season. I think I'm going to be passing on Turner, and like when I'm in auctions, I'm going to throw out his name and let other people spend the money on it. I just want to see it more before I feel safe, because that's such a pinnacle crux pick to me. You know,
but Corey, he does do a little bit of everything. He's that type of guy that's going to, you know, play a premium position potentially. And
he has dual. Will he have dual? He'll have third base, shortstop.
Second base outfield.
Yeah. Here's the thing with you know, young players tend to get scared away by young players, especially when they make a big jump early into drafts, into the first round like that. So the knock against him is going to be, well, it's unsustainable because last year the BABIP, that's batting average on balls in play. What? Nice one, Scott. was 390, was 391, was 391. So they're going to, you know, you got to factor regression into his game. But those 45 to 50 stolen bases, speed is comes at premium pricing. So I got to say, he is a first rounder.
All right. So Scott says no. Corey says yes. Tony, break the tie.
Absolutely yes. And one thing on the batted balls in play, remember, this is a guy with a lot of speed, so his batted balls in play will be higher.
Oh, it's on the ground, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it will be higher than in most instances, but will he hit 342? No, he'll probably hit right around 300. Strikes out 18% of the time. I actually look at this. If he hits 15 home runs and steals 40 bases, right, or 30 bases, let's just go 30 and be conservative here. Robinson Cano was a top three pick in his heyday.
Yes.
He has the opposite of Robinson Cano. He hit, instead of the 30 home runs, he has the 30 stolen bases, and he has the 15 homers, which Cano didn't steal any bases back then. I really think when you take second base eligibility, and second base is a little deeper this year than it has been in the past, he is absolutely a first round pick.
Yeah, and I think he's in for a big season. He's going definitely be a guy that's going to be going out. It's going to be a hot name over the next couple of weeks. We're going to be talking about him consistently. People going on to know, is the value true?
Huh? A lot of people are going to ask about
him. This is going to be, is the value true? When people start getting into it and they see him going in the first round, they're like, wait a minute, they're going to jump off. Then I guess we got to talk them back into why it makes sense. So, and then what is he in the auction? He's a $42 guy in the auction?
And also, hold on, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't he going to be shortstop eligible too? Because Daniel Murphy's going to play second base for this team, right? So Trey Turner's going to be shortstop eligible soon enough.
It'll take a little bit for that, and then that will kick in there. The other thing is that if you like these Major League Baseball guys, Jim Bowden of SiriusXM actually said he would draft him number one overall.
Wow.
That he's all in on this guy.
Let me ask you this, as we're talking about the Nationals, Tony. Who is the Nationals' closer?
The Washington Nationals.
They don't have one.
No,
right?
They don't have
one because Mark Melancon was their closer. He's gone to San Francisco. They missed out on Chapman. They missed out on Jansen. They don't have one, I don't believe.
Sean Kelly.
Sean Kelly's not closing for this team.
Well,
he did last year, didn't he?
He only did until he got Melancon, right? When Pavlovon got hurt and they.
So these are the names: Sam Solis, Coda Glover, Blake Trennan. Right. Those are the names I'm looking at.
These guys aren't closing this team.
Kelly probably be the guy that I would go with.
This team's going to trade for David Robertson. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, Robertson's still out there. We know the White Sox are rebuilding. That would actually be a perfect fit.
Because I can tell you, none of these schmucks are closing for this team.
Good call.
Let's be honest.
Kelly did a decent job for them.
He's not a closer. Kelly's not a closer.
Yeah, he's a guy who can get pressed into action.
Yeah, and do
the job.
Absolutely. He's not someone the Nationals are going to go into the season with.
I wouldn't be concerned. I wouldn't say that he's not a closer. He had 80 strikeouts in 67 appearances.
I just don't think the Nationals, remember, who traded for Melancon instead of going with Kelly. This is a team that, you know, plans to go to the World Series with this rotation, with their lineup. I don't think they're going to trust Sean Kelly as a closer.
He suffered an injury in the playoffs, too.
Yeah, he did have a hand injury in the playoffs.
So there you go.
K to walk percentage, sixth best among qualified relievers last year.
And what's the book say about Trey Turner? Can I open it up for that?
Hold on, I'll take a look at that in a second. I was looking up Sean Kelly, the fantasy baseball guy, professional edition. You want to know what his...
Soon to be outdated.
let's see. Talk while I look it up, you know. Tony says it's never good to, like, you know, say I'm looking something up.
Oh, we've been trying to tell you that for 6 years. Yeah.
Where'd you see that? On Facebook while you were trying to work?
Oh, yeah, exactly. While I was trying to stay awake.
That is fake news.
Trey Turner, $27 they have, Matt. Chandler doesn't like him. Roto Rob doesn't like him. Pianowski doesn't like him. Flowers doesn't like him. Podhorzer likes him. Cooks likes him. Trackman likes him.
So
the experts are split on him.
All right. Trey Turner currently being drafted number 8 overall. Is that being underdrafted? Asked Tony Sagata.
Projection, by the way, is for this year, they're projecting 20 homers and 56 stolen bases.
84% of you said no.
So how they don't like him? That's what they're projecting them at those high numbers.
Well, the guy who wrote the projection is not the same one.
Oh, okay, 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 okay.
You know, Chandler says, it's not that I don't think Turner could become a future star. It's just I see shades of Carlos Correa all over again. Small sample size, big hype, and ridiculously high ADP.
Scott Engel, who would you rather have, Carlos Correa or Trey Turner?
I'd probably go Correa.
Why?
Safety.
I've seen it already.
We saw half a year of Trey Turner. That was pretty good.
I'm going to see it over a full year. I probably wouldn't draft either one of them, though.
Why?
Just other guys I like better at that point.
Who?
You know, let me go through the first round here. and what spot are we talking?
Oh, all I asked was...
You got to add some context.
Well, there is no context. I said, who did you want? You said neither, so I thought you had an answer.
I mean, if you had to give an answer, I'd say Correa, but, you know...
Tell me about you. Correa or Trey Turner?
I'm going to go Trey Turner in this one.